As we continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the subject of Chazaka Derava, as we discussed in our previous year, everybody agrees that the Chazaka Derava has some validity in Halacha, and it's only L'chatchila that we're supposed to do an examination. But we also learned in the Gemara that if we do the examination and we indeed find that there are no Simonim, we consider this boy a cotton, we consider this girl a katana. Ask the Sefer Chota Mishulish, why? Why should we be Mekel? Why don't we say Noshru, that there were the Saris and they fell out? So he answers that since most people don't experience Noshu, by most people the Saris don't fall out, that's why, if even though we have a Chazaka Derava, but if there's no Saris, the Chazaka Derava doesn't apply. The Magen Avraham, however, in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes Sif Katan Zayin, says if there are no Sa'aris, we consider him certainly a cotton. And we don't even have this concern that our Gemara says Shom Nasu Simonim has no place in Halacha. The Halacha is, when we speak about Chazaka Derava, that we rely on the Chazaka Derava by the Rabbonans, but by the Raises, we don't rely on Chazaka Derava. And therefore, the Ramah in Or HaChaim Siman Nun Hei Sif Hei Paskins, when it comes to appoint a Shlich Tzibur for Tefillah, as soon as the boy is 13 years old, we can allow him to be the Baal Tefillah. And the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Zayin over there, Paskins, because the din of Tefillah is Midrabanan. Similarly, the Ramah and Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes Sif Yud, in discussing if we can include a cotton for Zeman, says if he's 13 years old, we could assume him to be a Gadol, and we can include him in the Zeman. And the Magen Avraham explains, even though certainly the Halacha of Birchas Hamazon is the Raisa, the din of Tziruf is only Midrabanan, and therefore we can rely on Chazaka Derava for Zeman. However, it'll be a very interesting situation. We could have this boy who's 13 years old lead the Zeman, but he can't be mighty somebody else with Birchas Hamazon, because as we just learned, Birchas Hamazon is a Chiv Deraisa. We can't rely on the Chazaka Derava when it comes to discuss a Deraisa. Therefore, such a boy cannot be mighty a Gadol in something which is a Chiv Deraisa. As we said, the reason is, number one, because we can't rely on a Chazaka when we could be Mavarit independently. And the Prima Gadim gives a different reason. The Prima Gadim gives the reason because there is a Miut HaMotzui. There is a legitimate amount of individuals who don't bring the Saris when they become, by the way, 13 years old or 12 years old. And we know in Halacha, we're always concerned for Miut HaMotzui. Typically, we say that the amount of a Miut HaMotzui is 10%. So if there are 10% of the children that don't bring Shtei Saris by the Bar Mitzvah, we have to be concerned that this individual is the same. This question is a very relevant question because we know that most people have the minhag at the Sudas Bar Mitzvah, the Bar Mitzvah boy is the one that leads the benching. He just became 13 years old. So we follow the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah and we follow the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, the Ramah, since Zimun is only the Rabbanon, we can rely on the Chazaka the Rava to allow him to lead the benching. However, I did see that the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes that the opinion of the Chazon Ish is that Zimun is a Deraisa. And since it's a Deraisa, we can't rely on the Chazaka the Rava, as we just said, when we're dealing with a Deraisa. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, the minhag that we always ask a boy, the bar mitzvah boy, to lead the benching by his bar mitzvah, maybe should not really be followed. The Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Tov Samech, Sif Aleph, says since the din of making matzahs, the Shema, is a din deraisa, we should be careful who we let work in a matzah bakery. If they're young boys or young girls who we don't know for certain brought Shtei Seiris, maybe we shouldn't allow them to work in the matzah bakery. And however, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Shalos HaTshuvos, Divrei Malkiel, are more lenient. And the Kozmog Rebbe and the Shalos HaTshuvos, Divrei Yatziv, Aruch Chaim, Simon Memhei, has a very interesting explanation. He says that the reason there's a din in Gadlus. We learned in our shir that the shir of when a boy becomes bar mitzvah is when he's 13 years old and brought Shtei Seiris. A girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 years old and brought Shtei Seiris. The din of Lashma by Matzis, however, he says, the din of Lashma by Matzis is a whole different din. The din of Lashma by Matzis, he says, is based on das, on intelligence. And once a boy is 13 years old and a girl is 12 years old, the halacha tells us that they have sufficient intelligence to do something Lashma, even though they perhaps do not yet bring the Shtei Seiris. Very bechiddush, but very nice explanation. The Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Tes, Sif Katan Aleph, says when it comes to writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs, we can't rely on a Chazaka Derava. And until we know for sure that this boy is brought Shtei Seiris, we can't allow him to be a cipher. What happened if a person, a young boy who was just 13 years old, and we don't know if he bought Shtei Seiris, wrote Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs? The Noid of Yehuda is Mekel. He says that even though, as we've been learning in our shir, that whenever you can be mevarer, the halacha, especially when we deal with a deraisa, requires us to independently verify what is the status. Here, it's usur. Here, it's ready after the fact. And since it's after the fact, we can rely on the chazaka derava. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees. Because as we learned such a concept in the previous year, when we have competing chazakas, we can't rely on the Chazaka Derava. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger, on one hand, we indeed, as we're learning, have the Chazaka Derava. But on the other hand, we have a Cheskes Chiyuv, that every person has a Chiyuv to put on tefillin. And since these two Chazakas are competing with each other, we can't rely on the Chazaka Derava. The Shas HaTshuvos Ksav Sofer discusses a situation where we know that halacha is that one should not, in the communities where they did not, where not every individual had their own dalaminim, they were careful not to give the dalaminim, and everybody gets the dalaminim with a matonim and aslachs and then gives it back. So the halacha is we can't do that with a cotton. The cotton doesn't have the ability. The cotton has the ability to be koina, to purchase something, to take ownership of something, but he does not have the ability of being makna, of selling it. Says the Ksav Sofer, what happens if you have a bar mitzvah boy in the community, but we don't know if he brought shtei saris? What happens if we don't know if he has shtei saris? Can we give him the dalminim with matana amanas lachser? So the Ksav Sofer takes the approach that we have a sfek sfeika here. On one hand, not everybody agrees with this halacha. And they say that a katan could be koina and be makna. So we have a sfek sfeika. Maybe he did bring the shtei saris. And even if he didn't bring the shtei saris, maybe the halacha doesn't require, allows even a katan to be makna. Certainly, if we follow the opinion that we just quoted of the closing of the Rebbe, the Shas of Chus, the Regatzif, where he says that wherever it's dependent on das, it's a whole different category. So certainly the concept of being kind of makna is totally relies on das. If we see that this individual has das, then we could be makel. The Magen Avraham in Siman Lametes, Sifkot and Aleph, even though, as we just discussed, that Magen Avraham says that we can't rely on the Chazaka Derava by the Raisa. He says we can't rely on the Chazaka Derava to allow somebody to write Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, unless we know for sure he's a Gadol. Says the Magen Avraham that once there's an individual who's 18 years old, under those circumstances, we could be quite certain that he already brought the Shtei Saris, and everybody would agree that there we could rely that he's certainly a Gadol. The Chasam Sofer says that the proper age to follow is 20. But certainly, we see here that at a certain point, 18, 20, everybody agrees that the Chazaka Derav is no longer just a Chazaka, and we could rely on it even for the Raisas.